Hello, thank you so much for having me. I really cannot stress enough how much of a pleasure it is to be here for this interview. It'll be my first time being a maid, so I am super excited. Well, it'll be my first time being a maid, assuming I get the job, of course. Anyway, I'm so glad that my application was one of the ones to get a response out of you. I mean, I'm sure you must have had so many, just piles and piles. Oh, no one else reached out to you about the job opening. Imagine that. Well, lucky me. No idea why that happened. Oh, I'm so sorry. Was I not supposed to wear the uniform to the interview? Sorry. I was told dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Am I right? If it's a bother, then if you'd like, I could take it off. No? Well, okay then. Let me know if you change your mind. Oh no, no water, thank you. Nice try though. I'm the one who's supposed to be your maid, not the other way around. Potential maid, I serve you. So there, have a water bottle. I brought it with me because a proper maid always has to come prepared. Go ahead, give it a drink. You have to stay hydrated after all, master. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I calling you master prematurely? Well, then, I guess I can just call you, boss. Would that be all right with you, boss? Wonderful, boss. Now, shall we begin? What made me want the job? Don't you mean need? Oh, well, there's actually a story behind that. You see, one day I was walking past your house, coincidentally, of course. I didn't even know you lived here, but anyway, as I was walking by, I saw that you were in your yard doing some yard work, and it was just so hot. The weather, I mean. You know, it was really scorching outside, and you were sweating a lot, and it just looked so uncomfortable. You looked like you were really toiling in your yard, so I thought, if I was your maid, I could do all that yard work for you so you wouldn't have to. And as it just so happens, I was walking by your home another day, by coincidence, like I said. I mean, I didn't walk by again because it's my route. Well, it is my route, but it isn't my route because it passes by your house. But to get to the point, I was looking through your window, you know, just like a passing glance at people can do when something out of the corner of their eye catches their attention. Anyone could do it, really. And what I saw was that you were cleaning your home with bad posture. So I thought, oh no, you're back. And I wanted to save you from that, which I could do if I was your maid. No, boss, I don't have a criminal record. But that's not the only reason I wanted the job. I thought, geez, you must be so lonely living here all by yourself. I mean, I assume you live by yourself. I don't know for sure. I just, thought I could keep you company. Could we move on to the next question? What skills do I have? Finally, a less incriminating question. Well, like any proper maid, I'm great at cleaning, especially blood. I used to work as a butcher, at a butcher, as an assistant. I used to work as a butcher's assistant. There was always so much blood everywhere. It was such a mess. But I took care of that. Maybe I could show you how I clean? For instance, maybe you could take me to your room and maybe I could give you a show of my cleaning. No? Well, maybe later then. What other skills do I have? Oh, I can cook, obviously. A classic skill for any real maid. I think I could make something that you could honestly just salivate over. I have most of the ingredients with me, actually. Everything that didn't need to be refrigerated. All I need now is to get the milk from the back of your fridge. Which is an assumption that you keep your milk in the back of your fridge. I mean, obviously I wouldn't have first-hand knowledge to know if you keep your milk in the very back, but it's a sixth sense sort of thing. A made sixth sense sort of thing. I know because I'm just a natural and such a good maid, so you should hire me. Wait, no. No, please, no. Please, don't pick up the phone. Why are you picking up the phone? Please. I don't know what I'll do if you call the police. What? You're not going to call the police? You're just making a call to pull down the job listing? Then does that mean that I'm hired? Oh, this is the happiest day of my life. Thank you so much. I promise to be the very best maid that you will ever have. I will never complain. I'll even give you back rubs and whatnot. And I'll make sure your clothes don't go missing. We should celebrate. And I know just how. I'll make you that dish you like, but with reduced sugar because I know you aren't supposed to be having too much. Well, not you specifically, but in general, people shouldn't be having too much sugar. But that's that. Looks like I'm all yours now. To help around the house, I mean. But that aside, I'll be moving in right away. Wouldn't want to keep you waiting. Now, I know you didn't specify whether the position was for a live-in maid, but I know what you want. Like I said, sixth maid sense. Looks like I'll be keeping you company from now on.